Don't answer that doorbell unless you're ready for a lovely young package of trouble.
Hi, I'm Candy Wilson, the babysitter.
The babysitter. She came to sit with baby and ended up with daddy. And now together for the first time, two motion pictures that spell double trouble. The babysitter and Weekend with the babysitter. Two different babysitters, two different stories, right out of your own living room. Only the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Candy, you don't think that I would. Why, I'm old enough to be...
Mr. Maxwell, you're old enough to do anything you want to do.
They're here, back to back. Don't miss The Babysitter and Weekend with the Babysitter. A double-barreled film experience that hits home. Perhaps your home.
Right now, you're all that life is.
That's what I said. Right now.
A Crown International release, rated R.
Pay TV and cable TV companies are seeking the right to charge you for the very programs you now get free. If you want to stop pay TV and save free television, sign the petition in the lobby of this theater. Let your lawmakers know how you feel in the fight against pay TV and cable TV.
We are the Locker Room Girls. We play ball, and that ain't all.
I'm Sandy.
And I love to get sent to the showers.
I'm Laura. For me, scoring is everything.
I'm Julie. And I'll do anything for a jock.
Locker Room Girls. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amazon.com's favorite seller, 42nd Street Pete.
You had to go there. You had to go there with this shit right off the bat. Okay, if this is going to set the tone of the evening, Todd, I'm going right into the shit list. And like the head of the shit list right about now, in my estimation, is Amazon.com. Now, let me explain what happened to me being banned after being on there not even three whole fucking days. I have this series of DVDs called Taboos of Death. It's supposedly out of print. Matter of fact, you were up at Wasteland when Rob told me they were out of print and I shouldn't sell them for $5. I get a lot more money.
Right.
Remember
right.
that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So I put them on eBay and right away a red flag goes up because of violent content. Oh, and by the way, on eBay, I'm selling midget porn. So like that just tells you how the double standard works on eBay.
Oh, no, no.
So anyway, yeah, exactly. So now I go on Amazon and I look this stuff up and they're all available, but they're getting ridiculous money for them. So I put one up. And bang, I sell it for $20. I'm happy. I figure, okay, let me throw a few more things up. So I'm going through their database, and I put in Insatiable 2. And it comes up, available, whatever the hell it was. I'm like, oh, cool, I got them. Put them up, $9.95, whatever. I'm going a little bit more. Taboo. Okay, got that. Put that up. All right, so I think everything's cool now. You know, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Even though their fees are a little bit fucked up, but I can raise my prices accordingly. I get a letter saying that I am banned from Amazon for life for selling pornographic material. Okay, I admit that I'm selling pornographic material, but my question is, the shit came out of your own fucking database, you fucking idiots. So it was either in there, somebody's selling it, or it's still available somewhere. But the bottom line is I couldn't list anything I had running around here anyhow without opening a merchant's account, which I didn't want to do. So I went into their own database and pulled all this shit up. So I'm going back and forth now. They're holding my money, as little as it is, for 90 days. Now, I had two orders pending. I could have canceled and said, fuck it, but I'm not going to fuck people I don't know. So I sent them out. So I'm probably never going to see this money. So here you go, another corporate fucking bullshit, you know, thing. And it gets better because I shot back. I says, why am I being singled out? There's other people doing this. Well, be that as it may, and you can never come back to Amazon under any, you know, and it is your obligation to inform us of who these people are selling these items. I'm like, you know something, start at the head, work your way down the shaft, tickle the balls, toss my salad, and suck my dick, okay? This is bullshit. So, okay, I'm barred from Amazon.com for life, which enters a list of barred from eHarmony.com, Chiller Theater, MM, the Roxy Burlesque, and Taco Bell on Route 17. So you think I actually give a flying fuck to be barred from a judgmental corporate bunch of fucking cowardly douchebags that when I called them up, they said, we can't do this on the phone. It has to be done on the internet, which just shows the fucking colossal lack of fucking balls they have in general. So I'm not saying to boycott Amazon.com. I'm saying go with the sellers like yours truly that are still on there that can, you know, you can buy from them. Fuck Amazon. Don't buy from them anyway. They're scumbags. And, you know, this is the double standard. I can list violent images on Amazon, but no pornographic material. Yet on eBay, I can list pornographic material, but no violent images. Holy shit. Is this what we've come down to? I mean, this is so fucking ridiculous. And on Amazon, you can buy DVD-Rs, bootlegs, all kinds of other great shit. But, oh no, no porn. It just fucking amazes me that, you know, we live in a society where, for whatever reason, people have the urge to see other people fuck. That has become a cottage industry. And unfortunately, it's an American industry. It's one of the few things that's still fucking made over here is porn. One of the few things. So here you are boycotting an American-made product. What kind of fucking shit is this? And I'm not saying I'm in favor of porn today, whatever, but what choices have you given a lot of women? Going back to the good old Reagan years with the Mies Commission and all that crap and the bludgeoning homeless population and exporting all the women, good women's jobs overseas. So really, how do you expect people to feed their families? I mean, I'm not saying sucking dick is a viable option, but what the fuck choice have you given a lot of people? But oh, no, no, we can't sell this on Amazon. God, I fucking cannot believe some of this shit, man. And that's a fucking rant. That's the truth. You will not see me on Amazon. I offer whatever the fuck that is. I put a bunch of shit on there.
Yeah, you'll like that place. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, I can put porn on there, you know. And it isn't like, you know something? This is supposed to be a free country. I'm not like flashing this shit in somebody's face. You got to be fucking, you know, whatever the age, 21 to see it. So I'm within the legal limits. I'm not fucking stupid. But these people make you feel like a criminal. And then, you know, like I say, going back to the old dating thing and the women. Oh, you're 42nd Street Pete. All you do is watch porn. Yeah. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and jerk off like a fucking chimp till 9 o'clock at night watching porn. You know? That's my fucking life. I got a splash guard on my fucking computer. And I got a 55-gallon of baby oil on one side of me and a fucking case of Bounty paper towels on the other. That's my life. Right.
I tell you right. What, though, what's really odd is, you know, here in the Midwest, it's the opposite. There's porno shops every 3 feet on every corner. If you go down I-70 across the state of Missouri, it's porn shop, porn shop, porn shop, titty bar, porn shop, porn shop, porn shop, titty bar.
Good song, porn shop, porn shop, porn shop, titty bar, porn shop, porn shop, porn shop, titty bar.
Which is shit.
We are Jackalope 105 FM. Thank you and good night.
The thing is, you can't buy a horror movie around here. It's ridiculous.
I don't know why I sell a lot of porn out in your area over the internet and stuff like that. I don't know if there's that many porn stores. Maybe they don't want to go in there. Or that's scuzzy and disgusting that a normal looking human being wouldn't want to go in.
It's because the mullet can never be satisfied when it comes to pornography. It's Mulletville.
Wow. I don't know if I'd fit in at all. I don't know how you fit in. Don't they like try to chase you down the fucking street with burning torches and pitchforks and shit?
Yeah. They have done everything, but they used to walk up and down in front of my job, which was the haunted house catacombs. They had a guy dressed as Jesus dragging a cross, like a 20-foot cross, behind him up and down the street, handing out, "You're going to go to hell if you walk in these doors." These pamphlets.
Yeah, something. They gotta just round up all the douchebags, let them live in one fucking area, and be done with it. I was talking like my good friend the Necromistress on the net, and I was thinking of like this whole Isle of Misfit Toys thing, where like all the misfits just move into one area of the country and just pay our share of taxes, mind you, and be respectful of the government, but just don't let anybody fucking normal in there. It just comes down to that. I can't stand normal people.
Well, what is normal? To me, you're normal people.
Me? I'm the poster child for aberrant behavior. Who are you kidding?
But it works.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Maybe I am normal. You know, maybe because I'm real, you know, maybe because of that. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, yeah, because see, the difference is the abnormals to me are the ones who have a game face that they put on every day out there when they're driving, when they're working, when they're picking their little brats up. And then they come home that night and they bust open the vault underneath their shoes in the closet. They have to take their shoe rack out and they've got a stash down underneath there in a secret compartment that they've built under the house. And they reach down and they pull out the midget porn. They get the whips and the chains out and they beat the hell out of their wives. Those are the guys. And most likely they're Baptist preachers on top of it. So those are the ones you got to look out for, man. Those are the ones that I consider abnormal because those are the a-holes. And to me, normal people are people like you, people like me, people who just, we are who we are and that's who we are.
Yeah, okay. Like, now that I got my rant out, the shit list, I'm a little bit fucking calm. Well, we had the election, too. You know, it's wonderful to watch people buy political offices like Bloomberg. And actually, we got rid of this fucking douchebag in Jersey, Corazine. They got rid of him. Got a new douchebag in, but at least we got rid of the old douchebag. That's what you got to do. Wipe these fuckers out. You know, and another thing, too. Here, another. Mr. Obama, I don't know if you listen to my show or not. I would think you would, you know. Why did you stop in Jersey three fucking times to support this asshole? I mean, you're supposed to be running a country, not fucking shilling for this fucking crook. So he's gone. You made yourself look like a douche again, and the election's over, and it'll be more of the same for the next fucking 4 years. So adios on that fucking deal. Other than that, how was your Halloween?
Man, my Halloween was kind of uneventful this year. It was fun. Did some haunted houses and stuff like that. It was kind of uneventful. It didn't even seem like Halloween here because it's been like 28 degrees since October 1st. So it really felt like November to me. I don't even feel like doing Halloween. And plus, the fact is, a week before Halloween, there was no more Halloween in the stores. It was all Santa Claus and crap. So it doesn't even feel like Halloween.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that. Like, I didn't do a lot of shit I wanted to do. And, you know, again, thanks to Georgina Spelvin and her agent Cindy for hooking that up last week. That was a great show. And, you know, I did something Thursday night. I went out to a screening. But other than that, the weather just turned shitty out here, too. It was warm and rainy. And I was just like, too so fucking burnt out to do shit. But you know, I don't know. I know I go back a little bit further than you. And I remember as a kid, you know, you only had one venue of entertainment. That's whatever was on TV. And like in the 60s, you could stay up to a certain extent because on Halloween night, they actually programmed stuff, you know, whatever passed for horror movies back then. And to me, it's like it's almost like a tradition. No matter what else happens Halloween night, I have to pull out this certain movie and watch it. And that movie is Roger Corman's The Undead from 1957. Wow. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And that, to me, I mean, I know it's a cheesy, low-budget thing, but it just to me, it was a cool movie and, you know, a little background. It was shot inside an abandoned supermarket they turned into a soundstage. And this was in a time period in the country where everybody was on this reincarnation kick because of this Bridley Murphy thing or something. And, you know, Corman was the type of guy, and was an exploitation guy, would jump onto some shit like this. And he did. And, you know, it was like a who's who of Corman people. Richard Garland, Mel Wells, Dick Miller, Allison Hayes, Pamela Duncan. And the only, like, wild card in that batch was Val DeFore, who basically didn't really do anything movie-wise after that, but just hopped into television till he passed away in year 2000. Then you had Bruno Visoda, who was the innkeeper there. And there's an interesting type of thing because he was around for a while. He did a lot of directing live television, actually, before getting into acting. And he was in a couple of the Corman things. And The Undead was basically about they get a prostitute played by Pamela Duncan, who was Diana Love, and they regress her back into the medieval times where she's being executed as a witch. So the witch is innocent, but of course Diane's street smart takes over, gets a little mental suggestion. She gets away. Now it's like this girl has to die so Diana can live, and you know all her other reincarnations can live, and this whole thing down the line. And Allison Hayes is a witch. Billy Barty's actually in it. You know, you midget love and fuck you. So
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah, Billy Barty's in it. Early thing with him. And Allison Hayes looks hot. I mean, she, you know, back in the day, holy shit, man, she had some shape. But it's pretty, you know, to me, it was well, it still holds up to me today. I still watch it every fucking Halloween. And another one they used to run was Attack of the Giant Leeches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was another goodie. And Bruno Visoda was in that also. Probably the best thing he did as far as, you know, a character role. And that was actually written by Leo Gordon, the character actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, man? We have these movies that, why is that, man? We're nostalgic freaks. We have these movies that, like, for me, it's Christmas time. I always have to watch Silent Night, Deadly Night every year at Christmas time. I'm pulling it out. I'm watching it. Those songs have become my traditional Christmas songs that are in that movie. Santa's watching. Santa's waiting. What the hell am I doing watching this movie? But I love it.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things like, you know, growing up, like I said, all we had is a black and white TV. And like around Thanksgiving and Christmas, it was traditional during the day they ran King Kong, Son of Kong, and Mighty Joe Young, and sometimes Godzilla. And that was like great shit. I know nostalgia buffs and all that. We miss all that. It's never going to come back. It's just a shame somebody just don't put it on a nostalgia channel and run shit like from back then with some of the original commercials for products that don't even exist anymore, you know? I wish I had the money. I'd do it. You know, it's fun. Like, everybody's got all these ideas, and you look on cable, like, they got this big system here. It's got, like, 340-something fucking channels. Half of them don't have anything. So, like, there's open slots in this shit, so why not fill them with something?
I agree.
Somebody put out some chiller channel or something. I thought it was related to the chiller theater, but it isn't. I have no fucking clue what it is. They were running Millennium on that, some other stuff.
Oh yeah, it's not bad actually. They run Freddy's Nightmares, and it's owned by the Sci-Fi Channel, the same people, and they're trying to do something with it. I don't know. And then they put out Monsters HD, which was a great channel, but no one would carry it, especially through the Midwest. They were losing money because, naturally, Mulletville strikes again. I'll call it like I see it. Those dirty bastards. Every time you turn around, they got to screw something up for me. And what they did was, none of the cable companies here would take it. One of our satellite companies would take it. None of the others would. And all the people up here were like freaking out because it was supposedly showing satanic movies and all this crap. And so Monsters HD is no longer available in the Midwest. So thank you very much once again, you Baptist bastards. I got to go because the Playboy channel, the Penthouse channel, all those adult on demand, everything's fine. You know, we can, like I said, man, it's twisted here. We can have the most twisted, freaky porn known to man. You should know, you sell it here. And we can't have Reanimator. You know, we can't have Dolls.
I just watched that last night.
Great movie.
I just threw that in last night.
It's always fun. I'll tell you one that you should be watching. It's a newer movie. And I thought of you the entire time I watched it. Was Black Devil Doll.
That was supposed to be up at fucking Wasteland. It never showed up. I don't know what happened. Is it out now on DVD?
It is out. I just picked it up at Hastings. Sean Lewis did it.
Yeah, I want to see that. Sounds like it's totally fucking insulting and nasty and shit. So yeah.
Oh, dude, you will fall in love. That movie is wrong on so many levels that only you could really appreciate it.
I met him once. He seemed like a cool guy.
Oh, Sean. Yeah, Sean's good. His brother Jonathan directed it, and they did a pretty neat job for no money.
Yeah, that's the key word today, folks. No money. We want to make something for no money.
That's because no one will give them any. They have to go out there and scrape together what they can. They sold a few t-shirts and made a movie.
Yeah, you know, they had a thing on, remember we were bitching about the torrent sites and stuff? They had something on 60 Minutes about that. They're actually addressing it, and they say, like, you know, till the government gets involved or some shit, you can't shut them down. And it's like, you know, they say how much money they're losing, the major people. Well, how about the little guys? You know, what are we losing that doesn't count?
I agree.
Idiots.
On this Black Devil Doll DVD, you're going to love it because they have a rant on there against the torrent sites and stuff. And it's really funny. They do like this little animated thing. You're going to love it. You're going to go nuts over it. And they also attack the MPAA, this little animated thing, because they were talking about the rating. And it's really funny. You are going to laugh your butt off. They get down and dirty against everybody. And no one
is safe. Remember we were going to do one show, just an hour of ethnic jokes? We didn't know how that would go over or not. But being that I brought it up, if you fans actually want me to do an hour of ethnic jokes, I would. Because I have no fucking scorn whatsoever. I'm not politically correct. I'm Italian, Irish, German. I would equally poke fun at all three of them ethnic groups. You know, if you can't laugh at yourself, you know, there's something really fucking wrong. I'm self-deprecating all the time, you know. So, hey, I admit I sell fucking porn. Been putting food on my table for close to 40 years, you know. That's what it's about, you know. Oh, Pete's a pervert. Well, you know something, hang out with me. How much porn did I watch when you hung out with me that weekend, you know?
None.
Yeah. Was the carpet in my room, like, sticky and nasty?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with you. That was because Jason came up and we did the whole show there, and those girls were, like, doing the whipping thing, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I wouldn't let room service near that fucking place for, like, 3 days. I'm serious. I wanted to keep that whole back alley ambiance going.
Well, you had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I needed like 3 cans of Febreze to clean all the fucking foul odors out. So,
and everything else, man. We had a tattoo parlor in the corner.
That was pretty fucking funny, wasn't it? Actually, getting tattooed during a fucking live interview. I forgot all about that. That was pretty fucking funny. But people think, yeah, part of my life is very boring. But when you do this shit, it's like, you know, what the fuck?
it goes off the deep end with us.
Yeah. Well, here's another one they used to run like late at night, Halloween night, Terrorism Man. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
See, that was 59. That was actually the first Blood Island movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if you know, when the credits roll, it goes Isle de Sangre, which is Blood Island. And the guy who directed that was Jerry De Leon. He was big in the Philippines for years. And they re-released that as Blood Creature. That was that whole deal with Sam Sherman where they would put up this thing like this Blood-O-Rama shock show or something. And it would be like 3 to 4 movies with blood in the title, but you never knew what the fuck they were going to be until you got there.
That's
so it
right.
Could be like they retitled this Blood Creature. Then they had Blood Demon. Okay, Beast of Blood, Mad Doctor of Blood Island, Brides of Blood.
Visit our concession and see for yourself the delicious treats, drinks, and snacks awaiting you. If you are thirsty, try ice-cold soft drinks or a cup of hot, flavorful coffee. Get something to go with it, like a sizzling and satisfying hot dog or a tasty, tender sandwich. Try one of these delicious treats and you'll be back at the concession for more before the show is over. The service at our concession is friendly and efficient.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we are proud to announce the motion picture debut of America's most talented, most beautiful, most exciting, most glamorous female superstar.
Oh, man, don't be no fool.
She's Kung Fu Mama. When she gets her dander up, the hitmen go down. Flattened by the deadliest weapons in outraged motherhood, the flying fists of Kung Fu Mama.
You see, all of us have a few tricks. Now, let me show you one of mine, huh?
It's a new motion picture experience in the martial arts with the top stars of Oriental hand-to-hand combat and Kung Fu Mama. Don't mess with Kung Fu Mama, the meanest mother of them all.
Hey!
Kung Fu Mama, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
There's a deserted theater down by the pier. And if you value your life, you won't go there. For up in the balcony and down every row, a killer with a knife roams ready to strike.
Horror stuff. The unusual, the strange, the hideous, the shocking. Horror stuff.
Murder, vampirism, cannibalism, sadism, mutilation.
Live from North Carolina, horror movie news, reviews, and the best in local music. Every week, with your host, Bobby Knipe, on Horror Stuff. Horror Stuff.
Frightening to be ignored. You have been warned.
I want to play a game.
Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central on Jackalope Radio.
Jackalope 105 FM.
www.jackaloperadio.com.
How about a big bag of Skittles? Lemon, lime, grape, watermelon. Oh!
Jackalope 105 FM. But there were sometimes they would just take an old movie and just put blood in the title just to tap it on there.
Yeah, Horror of the Blood Monsters.
It's like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great bait and switch shit because you never knew, you know? And it was like, that kept up for a while. I remember that because the next one they did, see, this guy, Jerry De Leon had a protege, I guess. It was Eddie Romero. And they teamed up and they did that Brides of Blood thing with John Ashley in 68. They had Kent Taylor and Beverly Hills. Remember Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
God only knows where the fuck she is today, but, you know, good old Beverly Hills. That was good, nasty stuff because, you know, the gore was so over the top, and then the monster was like the Michelin Man on steroids. And it was, you know, remember they used to show it banging the chicks and ripping them apart and shit?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, John Ashley's in that. And then I think, I don't know, you know, they did that whole Mad Doctor of Blood Island. I was trying to look something up because I just wrote the whole... Remember I said I wrote the whole thing for Scars? Because you could read everything there. You know,
right.
It's an issue. Right. I don't know whether Mad Doctor of Blood Island was 1969 or 1970 over here. I'm not sure. But that's when they gave out the fake blood shit. You know, you drink it, take the oath of the green blood.
Yeah, it was green, yeah. Yeah.
I, a living, breathing entity of the thing, will take the oath of the green blood so it'll protect me from the green-blooded monsters, you know. And then that was a fucking gory-ass movie.
For its time, especially, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, I even picked up on something. That was almost like a homage to H.G. Lewis with the entrails scattered about and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, my favorite one in the series was Beast of Blood. Because remember, at the, you know, they blow the lab up and shit Mad Doctor. And it was Ronald Remy who played the Mad Doctor of Mad Doctor of Blood Island. And in the second one, it was Eddie Garcia. And half his face melted off. So it, like, blew up and then... You know, you see the, you know, Johnny Ashley's leaving. I'm trying to think who the hell the girl was. Was it Beverly?
Angelique Pettyjohn.
Angelique Pettyjohn, yeah. Angelique Pettyjohn, yeah. He's leaving with her. Then you see the hand come out from under the canvas. Now, Beast opens up with, like, you know, he's on the deck talking to the skipper. Oh, this was a love. I never got to know the people here and this. And you hear twack. And, you know, the Beast had chopped somebody's head off and is, you know, running around with an axe nailing people and shit. Then the ship blows up. Then you see John floating on a piece of wood. Then you see the creature washed up on shore and he takes off. And that's when the credits roll. And then they get into this whole Dr. Lorca, who is now at Eddie Garcia. They got a hold of the thing and they took his head and put it in a fucking jar and his body's on the table. This was great shit, I'm telling you. This was fucking great stuff. I got like, people didn't want to talk to me after I took them to see this shit. That's how... I'm good. I'm telling you, I loved it though. The fucking head is, the doctor's trying to talk to the head and then the fucking, he leaves the room and the head goes, we'll talk soon, Dr. Lorca. That was great shit.
Awesome.
Yeah. I interviewed Celeste Jarnell about that when I was still doing the Chiller Theater stuff. Yeah. She was pretty cool about it. She was pregnant when she did that film.
You couldn't tell.
No, I know. She was talking about, oh, shit, you know, just living in the jungle and, you know, people took care of her and stuff. Wild, you know, wild shoot. I mean, yeah, they must be crazy over there, you know, shooting. But, yeah, that was like the last one they did. Supposedly, they were going to do another one. And I think either Romero was busy, so they pulled that whole Brain of Blood crap fest with Al Adamson out of I don't even know where the fuck they did that.
Hard to tell.
It was on the West Coast somewhere.
Those are all on DVD.
Yeah, but they're not out no more.
Oh, they're out of print?
Oh, yeah, because remember, Image kicked everybody the fuck out. I, you know, I don't know if you can still, you know, if you can, you know, and it's, a, you know, it was on deep discount DVD. They were selling the box set, you know, the three Blood Island movies with Brain of Blood for $20, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you don't have it, I'd say snag it or try to snag it now. Because when they're gone, I don't know who would put them out. I was talking, because Sam Sherman has them. They're his. That's under his deal. So I was talking to Mike up at, you know, Pop Cinema, and I said, you know, see what he would want to do it again, only the right way. Like instead of putting Brain of Blood in, put Terrorism Man in because it's public domain and, you know, it goes. Where the other, you know, other one doesn't fucking make any sense.
True.
Brain's a fucking pound of ground chuck with a fucking crease in the middle of it. Barbecue sauce on it. Movie never sucked any worse than that.
Night of the Bloody Apes. That was another good one of those.
That was good, though.
Yeah, I liked it. But
that was really fucking... You get the X-rated version? Where the thing's trying to rape the chicks?
I don't know if I do or not. I got the one that's on Something Weird.
That's the one, I think. Yeah.
Very cool.
That's the nasty one. That was another good one, too. All that Blood Island shit got sold to TV under a different title, and they were all hacked up like Brides of Blood was Brides of the Beast. They took all the gore out. Mad Doctor of Blood Island became Tomb of the Living Dead. No gore. And Beast of Blood was Beast of the Dead. Though one night they ran Beast of Blood with uncut for some reason. Just like I said, you know, before you had DVD and video, you had to, like, you relied on TV. And, you know, you really, back in the 80s, for some reason, they were just hacking the...
It was like late 70s, I think, they were doing that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, so, yeah, you're right, because that stuff was early 70s. And then it's, for some reason, it got sold to TV. You know, the one movie that never got sold to TV was Blood Feast. They didn't try that. Flesh Eaters got sold to TV, and they killed that.
Frankenstein's but. Bloody Terror, I'd seen at the movie theater. And here's the weird thing. A week later, it was on the Creature Feature after it had been in at the drive-in. And the version on TV was almost the same as the one at the drive-in. There was just a few things cut. And they mostly just like nudity. They cut the nudity out.
Yeah, I saw that with Frankenstein versus Dracula. That's a fucking funny story, too, around here. Because I was working the drive-in. And we had gotten this thing, you know, this is what we're going to get. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, we didn't get it, but I stole the poster. So, I go home, and I'm going through the TV guide. All of a sudden, it goes, Chiller Theater, channel, you know, 11 at 9 o'clock, Dracula versus Frankenstein. I'm like, fuck, it's going to be on TV now? And Famous Monsters, remember, that was our Bible back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had put this thing over because Forey was in it. You know, they put this thing, oh, this is going to be a great movie. You know, nobody knew how bad fucking Al Adamson was. So... All right, I go, you know, I'm ready, I'm tuning in, I'm ready, and it's not fucking on. So I'm like, shit. Then I had since quit the drive-in, then 2 weeks later, it got booked up there. And the only thing I can think of was because Lon Chaney Jr. and J. Carroll Nash both died, like, I think the same week they were going to run it on Chiller Theater. They both died in the same week. So maybe somebody thought, yeah, maybe we should give, you know, it's the last two movies, maybe we should give it a theatrical run. I don't know. And that, like I said, you said Frankenstein Bloody Terror was playing with that too, you know.
I'll tell you what's bad, though, is when you watch both those movies, Frankenstein's Bloody Terror turned out to be pretty kick-ass. I thought it had nothing to do with Frankenstein at all, but it was cool. And then you watch that Dracula versus Frankenstein, and I knew I was in trouble when Dracula came on. And he was like this dude that looked like an extra from Welcome Back, Kotter. I was like, hold on a minute here. What the hell?
Yeah. Xandar Volkoff or whatever the fuck his name was.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. What a bad fucking movie that was.
It was. I mean, there was no redeeming values in there.
You know, the killing part was I saw all this shit, you know, except for, we talked about a bunch of movies, but I never saw Brides of Blood or Mad Dr. Blood Island, the movies. I saw Beast in the movies with one of those Filipino vampire things.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Dracula versus Frankenstein at the drive-in.
Blood Drinkers, probably.
Yeah, it may have been. No, it wasn't. It was... Curse of the Vampires or something.
Oh, yeah?
I got Blood Drinkers. That's another one. Fred Olen Ray just put that out.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love that shit. You know, people like this a lot of this stuff, but, you know, it was cool shit. That was all you had back then. You didn't have, like, 300 movies coming out every week like you have now.
Back then, it was like, the thing I loved about movie theaters in the 70s and the 80s, every week there was a horror movie of some kind starting. Every week. And you'd have a choice. You could have just like a terrible sex comedy like Screwballs. You'd have American Werewolf in London or Evil Dead or maybe two or three horror movies. In the summer, there was always a few horror movies playing every weekend. Savage Weekend and crap like that was always coming and going. And there was always at least two or three horror films. And then you'd also have dramas for, you know, the ladies. And you'd have action for the guys that wanted to go watch stuff blow up. But the action movies were even better because you had stuff like Death Wish. You had The Exterminator with Robert Kinty. You had all these amazing action movies that, man, now they're all the same. And back then, everything looked different. Everything had a different vibe. You could tell one director from the next. Now everything's just like a homogenized piece of crap. Horror movies are shot like action movies, which are shot like dramas. It's like, what is going on here?
Well, you know, even back, you know, it was funny because I'm trying to think of like in the early 60s, I wasn't going over to 42nd Street then. So only late 60s. So I didn't, there was probably a bunch of shit playing over there. But as far as locally, there wasn't a lot. You know, you'd have like a spurt of maybe a month with, you know, a couple of good flicks, and then you'd have like 6 months with nothing. So you'd run into that too. That's why you appreciated the shit when it did come out.
Hey, true.
Or you sat there and go, God, this really fucking blows. So.
Speaking of things that blow, I was looking through our footage from Cinema Wasteland, and I'll have you to know that tonight, people can go to YouTube. It's www.youtube.com/JediSuperstar, and they will see for themselves the footage of Pete spanking the scary girls right there on his lap. Yeah, Pete, I got that footage. I'm going to YouTube it. I've got a few other things, but a lot of it I'm holding because I'm doing something that I don't think a lot of people realize. I'm chronicling Pete and I'm kind of doing a little documentary on him. And I'm pitching some ideas for TV shows involving Pete, but I'm doing this DVD. And I got to get back together with you soon, dude, because I got a lot more footage I need to shoot. And I'm even wanting to bring you on one of our ghost hunts so I can have Pete going on a ghost hunt. I think that'll be hilarious. So
yeah. That would be funny. I'll probably get fucking possessed by something.
Possessed by the spirit of an old porn star or something.
Yeah, really, that'd be interesting.
But I really want to get this done. I'm really excited about it because this is a project that I think is long overdue. I mean, your life has been such an adventure, and I want to chronicle that. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Plus, you know, people will see you in action. And so far, the stuff I've got is pretty damn funny. But after you edit it down, you know, it's maybe 20 minutes. So I need to get more stuff.
I think Marsha wants to go next time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool. Have a Dark Girls deal set up with the 42nd Street Pete, and we'll just have a whole jackalope section.
Oh, Christ. That'd be too much. I was even thinking if I can get Necromisters to come out.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really nuts. Oh, I got something else. I don't know if you've heard this shit. Real life monster stories. Do you hear about this stuff in the Everglades now? What happened down here? The Everglades is now infested with Burmese pythons.
Oh, yeah. People bought them and then let them go.
Yeah. They said they're estimating like there's 30,000 of them in the Everglades. And I haven't seen the footage. I just was something just tripped over. I saw this shit. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And they said they've seen them fighting alligators where the alligator wins. So then they've also pulled some out where they've pulled 5-foot alligators out of the pythons. I'm like, what the fuck? There's a bunch of other shit down there, too. Anacondas, boa constrictors, monitors. All other shit that ain't supposed to be there.
Some kid got killed in their home because the thing got through the window. Yeah.
You got to be really stupid to buy something for a pet that you know is going to grow at least 6 feet to 20 feet fucking long. I'm sorry. You know, there's experienced snake handlers out there that know what they're doing, and this is not directed at them in any way, shape, or form. It's these hobbyists that buy something for $20, then all of a sudden the fucker is 6 feet long, and you can't handle it, and you call up the zoo, and you go, hello, I have a boa constrictor, or I have a Burmese python, or I have a green iguana. Then you hear a click at the fucking end of the line because they don't want them. So you let them go, and this is what fucking happens.
And I'm not a big, huge snake fan because I've got a lot of mice and I like mice better. But, you know, my thing is, look, be responsible, man. Think about the animal. It's not the animal's fault. I mean, they didn't ask to be, like, brought into this situation and let go. They're hungry. They're going to eat whatever they can find because they don't know what the hell to do. Because since they were little bitty things, they were like the size of a worm in a tank. People were feeding them. Suddenly, they're not getting food anymore. They don't know what the hell to do. It's like anything else that's born in captivity. You can't take an animal that has been, you know, house trained. You cannot take one of those animals and stick them out in the wild and expect them to survive. But everyone's like, oh, their natural instincts will kick in. No, it won't. They're going to find food wherever they can because they're starving to death. So if they see that little Jimmy down the street is suddenly at the park and he's sitting in that sandbox and he's unassuming, little Jimmy's going to be snake food because all they know is we got to eat.
Yeah, it gets better, though, according to what I read, that if this is unchecked, it could spread throughout the southeast and west. That the climate is ideal for these things to thrive in.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, that's just wonderful. Another fucking road hazard.
Here in Mulletville, all the animals disappear in Mulletville. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out of there. There's something wrong. Just take your kids and leave. Fuck this shit, you know?
We'll just head out to the West Coast. No one will notice.
Though maybe I should. Maybe I should just say fuck the East Coast. Man, I'm not appreciated here anymore for some reason. Otherwise, I'll act out. That's what will happen. You've seen what happens already.
It's funny, too.
I know. I can be entertaining when I'm fucked up.
What are you talking about, man? You're entertaining all the time. It's just the way it is.
I know. Thank you.
Crazy.
Is there any other good movies coming out besides? I think Basement Jack is November, a couple days maybe, I think, right?
Yeah, I've been looking for it out there. I've been looking for it. It's really weird. It goes through these cycles where a whole bunch of cool stuff comes out, then nothing. There are still great movies. I mean, well, for instance, Night of the Creeps just came out finally on Blu-ray and DVD. And Blue Underground just put out Breakfast at the Manchester Morgue on Blu-ray, which is gorgeous, and New York Ripper, which is unbelievable. And then there's a lot of movies that I loved that still are not available on DVD, and one of the ones that I'm really disappointed that is available that shouldn't be, Return of the Living Dead 3. I really like the movie, but I like the uncut version, And I'm really angry because all they have available is this damned R-rated cut. And why would you waste a DVD with a cut print when I know on Laserdisc I have the unrated one?
I got the unrated one, too. I think I got it on a DVD-R. I bought it at a show.
Well, yeah, because they probably took it right off the disc, the Laserdisc.
Yeah, more than likely. I don't know why they do shit like that either. You would think it'd be a selling point to put it out unrated.
Well, it would. They just don't care. They pump it out like Waxwork. They put out Waxwork 1 and 2 as a double feature, and Waxwork as the R-rated version. What in the hell are you thinking?
Was there an unrated version of that? I don't remember.
Oh, hell yeah. And it was on Laserdisc, too. I've got the unrated Laserdisc, and I'm going, Jesus, man, that movie's, 11 minutes longer. Put the gore back in. And on top of that, like, the Blu-ray comes out for Live Free or Die Hard, which should have never been cut for a PG for the first time ever. We had a box office bomb in the Die Hard series. I mean,
I know.
You know what? Us fans want to see Bruce Willis uncensored. We don't want his yippee-ki-yay, which is the number one thing that they say in that movie. Yippee-ki-yay, mother, And they cut it for the PG release. They cut it. He says, yippee-ki-yay, mother, cut. What in the hell? So they put that version on Blu-ray. They don't even give you the unrated one.
You can say motherfucker on my show. You know that, don't you?
I'm just nice. Well,
I'm not.
Awesome, man. That's the one thing about it, man. A lot of people do write in and tell me how refreshing it is to tune in on Saturday nights. And I have to give a plug out because this show is monumental for a couple of reasons. Right before your show, we got two new shows that are on at 7 p.m. Republic Theory is on at 7 o'clock. And then right after that, a new show called Horror Stuff, which is a horror movie review and news and just all-around fun stuff about horror movies. Then your show, then Dark Girls Pleasure Chest, and then a special show is coming after Dark Girls, which is also very in-your-face, much like your show, kind of a uncensored smorgasbord of carnage. It's more of a comedy show, though, something that you'd kind of... So it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday nights are uncut. Savage Saturdays has just gotten more savage, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to be a guest on the Dark Girls right after this, actually, tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to be on that. So I don't know how out of control I can get on that. That's uncensored, too.
That's right. You know, from talking with Marcia, the host of Dark Girls Pleasure Chest, it's going to be kind of interesting to hear this show. If you're looking for a girl, or if you're a girl looking for a guy, and you need some great love advice, I think we're going to be tapping Pete's brain for his... you're
fucking tapping the wrong one on that one, dude. Yeah, what's my usual pickup line? Just be quiet to whatever I say and you won't get hurt.
So this one will prove to be very interesting. A love life according to Pete.
Yeah, we gave him a whole week to send in questions. I don't know whether they did or they didn't, but that's the best way. I'm best when I'm quizzed on shit, So I'm not going to put myself over as the world's greatest lover. They already yanked out my prostate. There's nothing left. I was just talking to somebody else, and I says, it's I don't know whether it's the name or what I do. Well, you see him did on the rant. It's like they're too judgmental. Like I sit home and watch fucking porn all day. That's only from like 8 to 10, then I have other things to do. There's more life than porn. There's grindhouse films, there's wrestling, there's death matches, there's biker film. There's all kinds of other shit to do. Plus trying to sell shit on the internet and getting barred by Amazon.com. Fuck you! Okay, I gotta get off that kick. It's done. It's done. I gotta get off it.
Next year, do it better, man. Let's have a blowout. I go down to Florida every year for Halloween. I should just have everyone come down there and let's just all just have a blowout.
That's a thought too. It is. It's almost like regional because, like, for me, Halloween isn't like Halloween because, like, you feel the temperature change up here. It's like that day, It could be like maybe 60, 65 during the day, then it drops to 50 at night, and then by the time the sun rises, it fucking plummets for whatever reason.
Yeah, I've decided, man. Now I've decided we're going to get you down there for Halloween next year, and I'm going to record you at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
That might be an idea. Maybe we get a whole fucking entourage by then.
Oh, that would be great, man. We'll just, anyone listening, if you want to join us at Halloween Horror Nights next year at Universal, let us know. We'll send you the gory details, and we're going to officially be filming it for Pete's DVD.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy. Coffee has a flavor, an aroma, a deep-down satisfying goodness all its own. And our coffee has something extra, the care with which we brew and serve it. You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
You'll meet her at night, In a dark place, she's beautiful. And she'll be waiting for you. Waiting to love you to death. New World Pictures presents The Velvet Vampire. She'll love you to death. And on the same bill, this second horror shocker, Scream of the Demon Lover. Was he a man, or was he the depraved monster resurrected from a grisly death to stalk the night with a loathsome craving which only the most unspeakable horrors could satisfy? You'll find out when you hear the Scream of the Demon Lover. It may be the last sound you hear. See The Velvet Vampire and Scream of the Demon Lover, both in shocking color, rated R. If you see them at night, don't walk home alone.
Jackalope 105 FM.
That's going to be a good show, 42nd Street Pete's Tales from Times Square deal.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Carter Stevens might be up for it. He's in Pennsylvania. I'm talking like for the October show.
Oh, yeah.
Mike is tight with Joe Sarno, so he might be up for it. Then, you know, nobody knows what happened with Nick, so who the hell knows?
He's supposed to be there. He disappears. No one knows what's going on.
Well, we're supposed to confirm everything in August, and, you know, it was like, okay. Well, actually, no. He went to Europe in August, and nobody get a hold of him.
He never came back.
Possibility. I don't know. I think his wife's originally from Germany. You know, hopefully nothing happened, but, you know, you never know.
I tell you what, also something I'm really, really working on is I'm trying to finish this script because I need to get with the Wild Eye guys. I had a great time meeting those guys, and I'd like to get together with them and actually, who knows, before the end of the year, we may have a major announcement about a film that we're going to do.
Yeah, anybody looking to...
Anyone that wants to get involved. Makeup effects, we need lots of makeup effects artists. If you're an actress and you want to be involved, it's real easy, man. Just go to our MySpace page. It's real easy. Go to... www.myspace.com/jackalope105fm. Put it right there. Yeah. You can send information through there, or you can go ahead and email us at jackaloperadio@aol.com or 40deuce@hotmail.com. Either one. Send us information, man, if you want to be in a movie. We're looking for people who are willing to do whatever it takes to make a good movie. We need makeup effects. We need music. We need crazy actresses who are ready to get insane. We need everything. So, yeah, anyone that wants to be involved, man, we're open.
24 hours, no cover, no minimum. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up for this week. Who knows what's going to happen next week? You never know what's going to happen at the Grindhouse. So this is 42nd Street Pete saying thanks for listening and stay sick.
Second Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Oh, why? Why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Come on, here we go again.
motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
What you gotta do?
People equal shit.
I'm not afraid of you.
People equal shit.
Everything you'll never be.
People equal shit.